6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon.
High noon!
Yeah, you got to be out of town by sundown. Yeah, if you can even see it. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about dimming. We're talking about all sorts of stuff this hour, folks. Here on the Power Hour, Dane Wigington is back with us again. And I'll tell you what, I can't get enough of this. I even tried Dane sharing this stuff with my son, and he said, "What, are you talking about chemtrails?" And I'm like, yeah, that's only half the equation. If you really knew what was going on, I mean, we're talking about climate change, but this is a negative, a big negative. Everything that's been going on, and if we didn't have Dane out there watching everything that was going on in this geoengineered garbage, and you wonder about those planes still flying around in the sky, which we haven't seen much of around here lately, but that doesn't mean they're not there. Dane, welcome back to the Power Hour. We appreciate you, sir.
Glad to be back, Dave, and thank you for your continued vigilance on this subject. If the population understood the gravity and immediacy of the threat it poses, they would understand this is an existential threat. We have to face it, we have to deal with it, or we're not going to have much to care about soon. It's that bad.
Well, Dane is, of course, now for those of you who don't know, is a lead researcher and administrator for a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. He is also the executive producer for the groundbreaking climate engineering documentary film, The Dimming. Now, this is something, isn't Gates behind a lot of this stuff? I mean, what's he trying to do? Block out the sun?
Gates is a public relations prop in the play, in a sense. These programs have been at full-scale deployment since before Bill Gates existed. For over 75 years, these programs have been fully deployed over the polar regions, advancing further toward the equatorial regions ever since. So the smoke and mirrors distractions that people like Gates put up are simply too – I'm not advocating for Gates. Gates is a very evil individual. But these programs are much bigger than Bill Gates.
So I guess we should get into the dimming itself. You have a documentary out there now. Can you give us the 40,000-foot view?
We do. This is the one-stop shop tool that conclusively proves climate engineering operations are real and ongoing. We took our team at geoengineeringwatch.org. We took a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab that we acquired through great difficulty and expense. The top scientists took it to altitude, sampled what heavy aircraft are emitting in our skies, processed that at one of the world's most renowned labs, found exactly what we knew we would find, climate engineering elements, starting with aluminum nanoparticles. Most of your listeners, Dave, I'm sure know how harmful aluminum is to us, but inhaled aluminum is the worst of all. It is far worse than ingested aluminum. These metals are in our air column, not just aluminum, but barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers. Now we know graphene. If your listeners don't know what graphene is, they should look that one up. That's like a vascular machete. Graphene is also a biological carrier. What else are they spraying in our skies? How is this connected to the horrors that we've gone through in the last 2 years? Again, and from the notion that our military, those controlling our military, I would say, our military brothers and sisters don't know what they're a part of, and they need to wake up to it fast because we don't have much time. But those who control the military routinely do whatever they want to populations, including U.S. populations, even as of 1977, as a matter of record, confirmed by the Washington Post, there was no less than 239 open-air biological tests conducted by the U.S. military on innocent, unknowing U.S. populations, with, again, without their knowledge or consent. What were they spraying? What was it doing to populations? What have they done since?
And nobody gets it.
They don't want to get it. They don't want to believe this. They want to wave their flags, pretend everything's okay, that those in power would never do this to us. It's time to wake the hell up.
Yeah, that's the cognitive dissonance that I have been preaching ever since I came on this radio broadcast last October, Dane. And this, you know, we've had a chance to talk before. The phone's lit up. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. If you have input or anything that you want to share, questions you want to ask, this gentleman we have on the phone with us is on the front line of everything that has to do with climate change and the garbage that they're putting in the skies and all of the intent I think as far as climate engineering goes, I think this whole thing is set out to create a world food shortage to depopulate the world due to starvation. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. And I don't say that lightly. We stand on solid ground at geoengineeringwatch.org. We don't say it if we can't back it up. We see a completely systematic targeting of crop-producing areas with weather warfare right now. And if we bounce back what we show at the beginning of our weekly commercial-free broadcast at Geoengineering Watch, which is Global Alert News, at the start of every one of those broadcasts, I think you've seen this, Dave, Lyndon Johnson stating on film, on the record, former U.S. President Lyndon Johnson in 1962 stating that we had the power to control the world's cloud layer then. And he who controls the weather controls the world. So let's translate that. He who controls the weather controls the food supply, thus controls populations, thus controls the world. But at this point, the culling part is absolutely a part of the equation. How clear can that be at this point, given everything that we've endured the last 2 years, the amount of deception and the radically increased weather warfare? And this, the various layers of climate engineering, aka weather warfare, not just the spraying over skies with highly toxic elements that are totally disrupting the rain cycle, destroying the ozone layer, and toxifying every bit of rain on the entire planet, by the way. We just got peer-reviewed study on that. Peer-reviewed study. There is no uncontaminated rain anywhere on the planet. They're all contaminated with PFAS forever chemicals, many of which are part of the climate engineering operations. And again, that contaminates food supplies, crops, everything that goes into us, fisheries, all of it contaminated. So the culling is here. And if populations don't wake up to this fact and help us to turn the tide to expose this issue, Dave, we're going to have nothing left to salvage soon.
All right. Well, now that brings me to my next thought process, because as soon as you started talking about crops, I'm thinking a lot of these people out here, especially where I'm at in Texas, are harvesting rainwater. And you're saying you use that rainwater to feed your animals or your orchids. Doesn't matter what it is, because orchids love rainwater. You're saying that the rainwater is so contaminated now that it might not be a good idea to harvest rainwater. Is that true or false?
We have peer-reviewed study now stating conclusively, sorry about that, peer-reviewed study stating conclusively that virtually every drop of rain that falls on planet Earth is contaminated without exception. And then this is again with PFAS forever chemicals. On top of that, we have all the other elements that they're not looking for and thus not disclosing: aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, graphene. This is an incredibly, incredibly toxic brew falling from our skies. It's why it's killing soil microbiome. It's affecting root systems. When you talk about, Dave, you've heard all the so-called official sources talk about the forests are dying because the beetles are consuming the trees, right? Have you heard that narrative?
I have.
So they blame everything on the beetles. The beetles are a symptom of a sick and dying forest. So when you have toxic rain falling, if the rain falls at all, which we don't get much of in the West anymore, we had a virtually rainless winter in a boreal rainforest in the Pacific Northwest where I live, rainless winter. But the rain that does fall is toxic. With these elements, we know from peer-reviewed study, it affects root systems. Trees shut down nutrient uptake. They can't defend themselves. Beetles finish them off. So again, we're being lied to on every imaginable front. And each layer of this scenario is an existential threat. If we take the disintegrating ozone layer, which climate engineering is the core causal factor for, based on current UV radiation readings, Dave, have you felt how intense the sun feels on your skin, on surfaces, if you're in a really unobstructed spot on a clear day? That's not your imagination. We're getting UVC on the surface. So not only are we getting UVB at levels sometimes 10 times higher than they are being disclosed, we're getting UVC. That's a DNA damaging spectrum of UV radiation. That's killing the trees from the top down, killing insects. Again, the gravity of what's unfolding can't be overstated. Our lives are not going to be the same much longer. Right now, and I know many people roll their eyes, walk away. We've heard it before. They didn't hear it from us at geoengineeringwatch.org. We are data-based. We're not shooting from the hip. bottom line is current statistical data makes clear we are about to hit the wall at full velocity. Those in power are accelerating it. You're completely correct. Are they culling the herd now? Yes. They're at warp speed attempting to do this, and we see crops being hit hardest right now. People that don't have enough to eat are much easier to control. They're only looking for the next bite of food.
Well, it is, and they've been conditioned that over time. And, you know, it's a matter of time, and this is the thing that I wonder about. All these people out there that claim to be the elitist, the World Economic Forum, everybody else you know and love, these people apparently have put away from themselves all their money is invested somewhere. They obviously have made preparations for something, you know, and this is the thing we're seeing now with the importation of illegal immigrants into American blue state cities. And everybody's now complaining, and we're saying, hey, is this the not in my backyard syndrome? I mean, are these elitist leaders looking out for themselves? Don't they understand that there's going to be eventual blowback when people finally catch on, when it's mission critical?
You have what amounts to a headless, heartless, soulless cancer at this point, that each cancer cell conducting its part, but with the central coordination not considering that when the entire ship goes down, they go down with it. And many ask this, Dave, I'm sure you've probably heard this. Why would they do this to themselves? Why would they spray these toxic elements into our skies if they have to breathe the same air? Have you ever heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
So let's fill in that blank. And first of all, they that we're speaking about, who is they? They at the top of this pyramid of insanity are those who control the central bankers, those who control the endless money printing. That's the they we're referring to. As far as would they do this to themselves, yes, they have, and they continue to. Does a cancer care that it's going to kill its host eventually? No. A cancer behaves like a cancer, and that's exactly what we have here. And those addicted to power are not going to let go of that addiction, quite simply. We have 2,400 nuclear bombs that have been detonated on planet Earth. That contaminated everything and everyone, but they did it. We have 440 nuclear plants on the planet right now, all of which are going to go into meltdown on the current course, period. Any one of those plants, like Fukushima, can be an extinction-level event by itself, and we're facing 440 of them, and they're building 60 more right now. Does that sound like sanity to anyone? So the bottom line is we're not dealing with sanity. They have done this to themselves. They continue to do it to themselves. The lab tests prove these materials are raining down on all of us. We're inhaling them with every breath we take. And as far as the, quote, condensation trail narrative mass deception, when we have up-close film footage of these aircraft at altitude, retrofit nozzles on the wing pylons, visible, aimed into the exhaust jet stream, turning on and off, that's a spray dispersion. There's nothing else to debate. Argument's over. They're spraying.
That's crazy. So how does one, and this is why I'm putting together a greenhouse and covering up my raised bed gardens, because of our last conversation.
That's a good move. You want to keep the particulate matter, which settles through almost any medium. You can't filter this stuff out with any normal filter, and you're best to block it out so you reduce what settles into enclosures like you're describing. These are nanoparticles. They're exponentially smaller. You can fit tens of thousands across the width of a human hair. They're inconceivably small. And so they infiltrate everything. They're very bioavailable. And they use these smaller particles because it increases the surface area and increases the effect that they're having from a climate engineering standpoint, as long as you don't consider the consequences, and they don't. You can see in the film The Dimming, which has former Air Force generals, two of them, former presidential cabinet members, former Canadian Minister of Defense. We have former government scientists, because current scientists won't speak out because their paychecks and pensions depend on them not speaking out. But we have all these experts in that film. But the effects of these particles, again, well outlined in the film as well, and effect on soil microbiome and root systems. We talk to people now, Dave, that can't grow anything in their gardens. Between the UV, which you're going to need to consider as well, and the toxification of soils and waters, I mean, they can't literally grow anything. And I know you told me off air that you're going to have access to well water And that's certainly what you want to use. We know surface waters are all now, without exception, they are contaminated. When the rain's contaminated, everything else on the surface is contaminated. And if the rain's contaminated, it's in the air column, which means we're sucking it up with every breath.
Okay, now I'm trying to figure out, the cover that I put in the greenhouse is clear PVC. And it says it helps protect seedlings from frost or pests, creating an ideal growing environment. Now I'm just wondering, how good is that stuff?
If it doesn't specifically say it has UV protection in it, it's not going to screen the UV. You're going to
Does, it does have UV protection.
Okay, that'll help then. But what you have here in Northern California, where I live on the east side of Lake Shasta, our greenhouse is dysfunctional in the summer because it is as hot as hell here every single day. Nighttime lows right now are 25. Try to get your arms around this. Nighttime lows where I live in what was a lush forest 15 years ago on the east side of Lake Shasta, and now completely dead, dying, and drier than you can imagine. Our nighttime lows are 25 degrees, routinely 25 degrees above normal. It doesn't cool off at night. They're frying the hell out of us here in the West. And people don't understand this variance, especially people that live in the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48, which if we look at this statistically, we have all this data available to us. It's the most anomalously less warm region in the entire world for the last 10 years running. That's not nature. That's climate engineering, and that's the powers that be pacifying the majority of the U.S. population, which live in the eastern half of the U.S., pacifying them until the brutal bitter end by keeping it less warm, more rainy, sometimes far too rainy. You can ask the people in Kentucky about that. And that's the hallmark of geoengineering, drought deluge scenarios. That is the hallmark of these operations. But those people on the East Coast can't really fathom how bad it is here in the West because it's not that bad where they're at. And this is a huge part of the problem. It's people need to look past their own doorstep.
So when you have things like you're talking about as far as shifts in weather and things like that, you're looking at certain parts of the country have certain things happening at any given moment. Is there any kind of a correlation based on your research as to the population base? You're talking about California, which is a very heavily populated state, versus Kentucky, which is not. And you're talking about certain areas of Kentucky all of a sudden getting inundated with floodwater. You know, we tell people in Texas, you know, whatever you're doing, don't go setting your tent up in a gulch, because if they get a flash flood, that whole thing is going to be inundated in seconds. And so I got to ask, is this targeted based on population centers or no?
Not specifically. Again, we have some of the heaviest aerosol activity occurring over the polar regions. There's nobody there.
Huh.
And there are regions – There are reasons for this. Again, in the case of the Arctic,
ice melt.
Correct. And it's at this point we are perilously close to what's called a BOE, a blue ocean event. That means the summer ice in the Arctic statistically disintegrates. It could even happen this year. Right now, what we see is they are now considering ice pack any part of the Arctic Ocean that's 15% slush or more. Isn't that still 85% ocean? It is. And in fact, we can see, and we have satellite imagery to prove it, it's shocking satellite imagery, of them chemically ice nucleating the sea surface. It looks like a giant chemical spill on the sea surface. There are chemical elements that can nucleate ice on the sea surface, and that's exactly what they're doing. Is that helping? No. No, it's in fact capping heat in the oceans. They're trying to – Dave, this is like a pharmaceutical cure for the planet, or pharmaceutical treatment, I should say. And how many commercials do you see about big pharma products? Take this for that symptom. By the way, here's the 50 side effects that are exponentially worse than what we claim to be treating. And that's the mentality. There's no benevolence in these programs. They're being used as a weapon of war and a weapon to hide the severity of the damage being done while making the damage worse overall until the last possible moment. This is the mentality we have.
Okay, so you're in order to block UV, do you use shade cloth?
Yes, you can't get anything to grow here in full sun without shading. It just fries. It's frying the layer in the bark. It's frying the leaves. Literally right now we have on our oak trees, our black oaks, very hardy tree, very heat tolerant tree. It's so hot. The UV is so intense. The leaves are curling up and falling off the trees right now. And if I could fill in one more blank on the Arctic, why that's so critical. We have massive methane deposits on the seafloor. Dave, you've heard the methane argument made by mainstream media. It's just cow flatulence and blah, 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 right?
Yeah, no, it's more than that.
Much more. They use that to just simply polarize people and to divert them from the real issue. The methane deposits on the seafloors, for example, methane hydrate deposits that are thawing and releasing and entering the atmosphere, this methane is covering the planet like a layer of glass. It's 120 times more potent than CO2 over a 10-year time horizon. Bermuda Triangle, Dave, the ship sinking's intact. That is now solid scientific consensus. That is methane that's releasing from the seafloors, aerates the water like a bottle of champagne. No buoyancy for the ship, goes down intact. That's been happening for decades. Those in power know it. It's about to happen on a scale that's inconceivable in the Arctic. If it does, we reach that tipping point in climate engineering, making it worse, not better. At that point, game over. If any significant amount of that methane releases, it's game over, and it appears to be starting.
Okay, so then this far left-wing progressive narrative, like AOC, which, yep. You know, when she opens her mouth, it's like, oh, there's more gas in the atmosphere.
Yep.
You know, she's saying, oh, well, the world only has 8 years or 12 years. I mean, they can't make up their mind. It keeps changing the number of years we have left if we don't do something. And it's like, well, you are doing something. You're adding to the problem. And they don't want to admit it.
They are adding to the problem. Again, people like AOC are completely clueless. As far as their estimates of how long we have left, I wish they were correct. I wish we had that long on the current course. We don't. It's far worse than anything they're saying. Was Al Gore correct about his data? No. No, he wasn't. And Al Gore's certainly a part of the problem, too. The fact of the matter is, though, that what we face is far more dire and far more immediate. Climate engineering making it worse, not better. And the entire left, the entire so-called environmental community, is ignoring climate engineering. And that is hypocrisy that it can barely be tolerated.
Wow. There's some heavy thought right there to take to the break. We are going to be back after this with more. Dane is going to be staying on. We're going to talk about wildfires being used as a weapon. And what are they doing to Lake Mead? Which is the last drop. Yeah, you remember that one? We're going to bring more of this conversation after this. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thursday, August 18th, 2022. Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. And we are in the middle of a very serious conversation with Dane Wigington right now. He runs geoengineeringwatch.org, and we were talking about the hypocrisy of the left in trying to blame us for the problems of the world, and come to find out, that's not really the way things are they, Dane?
I want to frame this carefully, because every form of human activity that alters the energy balance of the planet is definitely a problem. We have been really, really bad stewards of the planet. We're putting 100 million barrels of carbon fuel into the atmosphere a day. But that being said, for the entire left, all of them, every single environmental organization, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, all the rest, WWF, Earth Justice, all of them, they're systematically denying the climate engineering issue because they don't want to lose their nonprofit status. Is that not the epitome of total hypocrisy, to ignore the single most destructive human activity of all, which is climate intervention operations, a.k.a. weather warfare? They are all ignoring it. Our attorneys at geoengineeringwatch.org have spoken to the attorneys from every one of these groups. They won't touch the issue, don't want to lose their nonprofit, and I would say that's criminal hypocrisy. If we could expose and halt climate engineering and allow the planet to respond on its own to the damage done, our chances would be much, much better than they are now. Because at this point, with the planet completely straitjacketed with the highly toxic climate engineering that's destroying the ozone layer, being used to facilitate forest incinerations, and we'll talk about that in a moment, as you mentioned. If we don't stop this complete contamination of the entire biosphere and the complete derailment of Earth's life support systems, we're done. That's simple. And none of the environmental groups are willing to address this issue.
Yeah, figures. And so, you know, when you have this kind of a campaign going on and you've got the entire planet in a state of confusion, and then you're sitting there saying, well, you have to cut down the amount of cows and you have to basically cull your herd. I mean, they're doing this to people in the Netherlands. The Dutch have just had it. And, you know, they know better. They know what's going on. They know that this is a government move to try to, you know, put everybody into mass starvation. Because they think for some strange reason that if we have less people polluting the planet, which is all part of the depopulation effort with the jab and everything else, if they have less people depopulating the planet, more of us might survive. I mean, that is the hypocrisy of it all, because they don't want to admit that the governments are out doing things to move that along. Well, I guess that would, for lack of a better statement, that would be my take on it.
They have radically accelerated the equation with the paradigm they have established, climate engineering at the top of the list of, again, most destructive human activities. If as far as those that need to walk the plank to reduce our numbers, they should be the first ones to go, shouldn't they? And again, I want to frame this carefully, because I want to stress that we have been very bad stewards of the planet, and I don't think anyone can really rationally argue that. But climate engineering, this elephant in the equation that has done more harm than anything else as a single factor by far, that needs to be brought to light. And from any perspective on the climate, and I want your listeners to hear this, no matter what your perspective is or anybody that you might be arguing with about the climate, there is no legitimate discussion about the climate from any perspective without first and foremost addressing this biggest single part of the equation.
All right. So those who want to advocate, I guess I need to look at this from a more beneficial standpoint, because people are looking for solutions, Dane. And so, you know, people have come out that are trying to promote green environment and green energy and saying solar panels on your roof and battery backup. And I mean, is this where we're headed? Is this where we should be looking?
No, it is not going to save us from ourselves. The technology, so-called green energy, is not green. And again, it's better. A solar panel is still better than outright burning of carbon fuel. But let's look at hexafluorethane, an element used in solar panel production. It's 17,000 times more potent a greenhouse gas than CO2. Do you hear any of the green energy people talking about that? The 60-meter-long turbine blades. The turbines wear out very fast, by the way, the wind turbines. Climate engineering, let me back up to this. Climate engineering is radically reducing the output of all three primary forms of alternate energy, solar, wind, and hydro. Climate engineering devastating all three forms. Don't you think that the so-called greens would want to talk about that? But they don't. It's blocking direct sunlight. That completely devastates solar panel output. That's what got me into this battle, Dave. I have a background in renewable energy. I work for Bechtel Power, the world's largest engineering firm. Worked on the first commercial solar plant of its type in the United States. It's now an empty field of blowing sand because that plant did not function properly, and now it's gone. I encourage your listeners to view this film. It's called Planet of the Humans, and it is about the non-renewable reality of so-called renewable energy. It's not going to save us. We have to stop looting, plundering, and pillaging until there's nothing left. And even more of a priority, we have to stop the intentional intervention with the planet's life support systems. And I know this is a dire message. I understand that. But I want people to remember it as their world changes in the coming weeks and months, and it's going to. What we face is unimaginably nonlinear. The walls are closing in by the day. The planet's life support systems are collapsing right now. Climate engineering fueling that process. We're in a fight for life. And we need people to realize that and help us to bring this issue to light above all others.
Okay, so basically I can say that solar is out. Don't put a solar system on your roof.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's not going to save us. It's still better. With all its flaws, it's still better than outright carbon fuel burning. But it's not going to save us, as we've been taught. We're going to magically switch to this renewable energy and live happily ever after. That's not going to happen.
Yep.
It's not going to happen. So, again, the reality of these processes needs to be understood. Planet of the Humans, I would recommend for everyone to view that film and understand that we can hide from certain power structure agendas. We can hide from the injection, for example, for those that choose to do that. We can't hide from the air we have to breathe. And if we know that elements like graphene are in this mix, I mean, our last 100 lab tests, almost every single one contained graphene. If we know these elements are coming down through the air column, being sprayed above us, and we know they're used for biological carriers, in fact, what is on these particulates? What are they dispersing on us? We know COVID, 85 countries were infected in the first waves in 3 days. How can that happen without aerial dispersions? When we know that the world's second most recognized climate engineer, Dr. Ken Caldera, who we have an audio of him in his own voice stating on the record what he did for the U.S. Department of Defense was to design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. And guess who he works for now? Bill Gates. These people are so twisted. They have their agendas. And for anyone who thinks they're not carrying them out, time to wake up.
Well, see, and Andreas Nowak brought up the fact of graphene oxide in the jab as well, and yep. They killed him. I mean, that's even for less, for coming out with less information than what we already know. Charles in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the phone with Dane Wigington. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you're both well. Disturbing information. I just wondered, with all your work and your monitoring Arctic ice, that if you've noticed increase in tritium and deuterium after these accidents like Chernobyl and Fukushima and the deleterious effects of these substances creating like the heavy water that we're all drinking, it really is frightening.
Well, it is. I mean, certainly Fukushima is a triple nuclear meltdown, triple nuclear volcano, no technology to fix it, no end in sight. We have 440 more plants that are coming. We have elements of ionizing radiation now that are part of this equation. But if you look at this mathematically and statistically, we have extrapolated from the precipitation tests. We have taken over a specific state in the U.S. We're not disclosing any of this yet, but we've extrapolated how much tonnage is being dumped over that state annually and then applied that to the entire surface of the planet. And it appears that somewhere in the range of 60 to 70 million tons of toxic nanoparticle elements are being dumped into our skies annually, 60 to 70 million tons. So with that in mind, we have to look at this mathematically and statistically. What's the biggest threat for the moment? And if climate engineering damages – Dave, you with me?
Yep.
Okay, I thought I heard a disconnect on the Skype. Sorry, if climate engineering damages the protective layers of the atmosphere, which it's already done, and we have a massive solar flare event like the Carrington event in the 1800s, and that takes out grids around the globe, nuclear plants can't cool themselves then. Now we have Fukushima times 100, 200, 300. Game over. So again, so many roads lead straight back to climate engineering, connecting to all these other issues, just like what Charles described is being emitted from Fukushima, and could potentially magnify it so far off the charts that we're done.
Patrice in Ohio. Hey, everybody in Ohio today. You got the Buckeye State on the phone. Patrice, go ahead.
Hi. Something just doesn't seem right because the powers that be got to know this is killing them just like it's killing us. I know this is out there, but do they think like they got some off-world solution?
We see no evidence that would indicate any kind of technology or option of that type will exist. We know these people are buying properties in Patagonia, New Zealand. They're building bunkers. And again, what I would stress is, because that's a natural inclination for people to think that, well, they must either have a way off or this can't be happening. They wouldn't be doing this themselves. Look at what we already know. We already know they've detonated 2,400 nuclear weapons, like Project Starfish Prime, the detonation of hydrogen bombs in the magnetosphere. They had no idea what it would do. They thought it could collapse the atmosphere. They did it anyway, and they continued to do it, contaminating everything on the planet. Same with the nuclear plants, which I just described. As Charles correctly stated, Fukushima is an extinction-level event by itself if other factors don't do the job first, which I would argue will be the case on the current course. And they're building 60 more nuke plants right now. We're dealing with the cancer that will not let go of its power and control, regardless of the consequences, and that needs to be considered. And let's consider the nuclear weapons arsenal, enough to exterminate humanity thousands of times over if we look at the feedback loops from detonating those weapons. They're building more. We're not dealing with sanity.
Well, so they really just want to end the world.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's
saying
if you're destroying everything around you and you don't have an off planet solution, or you think you're going somewhere and you think you're going to hide out in a bunker for a period of time, you're self destructing yourself.
That part I agree with. Does an addict intend to kill himself by the next dose? No, but they can't not do it. And that's what we're dealing with.
Well, because they're evil. But, they're just evil.
I agree.
There's no
– Certainly agree. Certainly agree. There's no question. Why do they think they have the right to decide who lives and who dies? And they feel they have that right. They feel it's their responsibility to decide who lives and who dies. And it's time the population wake up to the fact that the power structure not only sees them as expendable, but a very rapidly increasing liability. We need to bring that point home to people. Those in power are doing their best to cull the herd as fast as possible because they feel they have a right to what's left. That's where we're at.
That's sad. Patrice, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Patrice.
The wildfires as a weapon, U.S. military exposed. You have a video that we're going to be posting on our email blast. Folks, if you have not gotten the email blast, this is one. When you get it in your inbox, you need to watch these videos, drilling under Lake Mead to drain the last drop. First, let's go into the wildfires as a weapon. Dane, I know you've been studying this stuff and what they're doing. What is the U.S. military? How are they involved in this, and what are they doing?
U.S. military and U.S. Forest Service. This was a corroboration of everything geoengineeringwatch.org has stated on the record for the last decade and a half. Finding this almost 150-page document confirmed everything we've stated. Their preparation of forests for up to years prior to the actual incineration occurring, that's directly connected to climate engineering. The desiccant particles used to dry out forests, cutting off of precipitation, also used to dry out forests. Why would they want to do this, many would ask. There's many reasons for those in power to use this as a weapon. One, the amount of smoke it puts into the atmosphere acts like an artificial volcano, providing temporary cooling. And this goes back to the conversation with Patrice and the short-sightedness of these people. It provides temporary cooling for the Arctic. In fact, it's what probably got us through not having a blue ocean event last year, but at the cost of ensuring we have no life support systems on the planet left. So this smoke spins toward the Arctic because of the Coriolis effect of the planet and provides temporary shading at the cost of destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, and making sure we have no forest left to recover with. And two, again, the elements coming down in this smoke and this particulate matter and what's being sprayed on top of these smoke canopies, and that's key. We have now filthy air constantly blamed on a fire somewhere, even if that's not where that filthy air is coming from. It provides a premise for those in power to spray whatever they want in the air, blame it on the smoke. Nobody questions anything, and we don't know what's raining down on us. And we know this is occurring because we have film footage, time-lapse footage. It's in the Dimming documentary of blanket aircraft aerosol spraying directly on top of the smoke bank. And these aerosols are incendiaries. They cause the fire to burn even hotter. Aluminum is an incendiary dust. So again, what we're saying is please don't believe us. Please examine the video, examine the full military document, which is posted in our post that forest fires or wildfires as a military weapon. Examine the data for yourself. Please, we're not asking you to believe us. We're asking you to examine the data and consider how completely insane the military-industrial complex is at this point.
Well, you know, speaking of which, we just got just some input here from Daily Caller. We've just been told Brian Stelter is leaving CNN. There is a God. What a moron. I'm telling you, to listen to these liberals, the media is partially responsible for all this garbage because they're literally blinding the masses that are watching them. It's no wonder CNN's numbers are dropping. But the thing is they're not alone in this. And so, you know, where does the media basically is part of the cover up, right?
We agree completely on that. I would argue they are criminal accomplices to the cover-up of power structure crimes across the board. The media should be held accountable in Nuremberg-type trials. The sooner the better. But they are criminal accomplices in all of this. And the systematic cutting off of water, not just to the U.S. West, but to other parts all over the world, exactly as geoengineeringwatch.org said was going to happen. It is happening. Agriculture regions are being crushed. And the immediacy of what's unfolding, again, can't be overstated. The moment there's not enough to go around, the moment the food shelves start to empty out, that's when the fun really starts. That's when Mad Max on steroids happens.
Well, and see, I keep saying, and people are telling me this. They are stocking up, and there are a lot of people in denial on this too, Dane. They're stocking up on food, they're stocking up on guns, and they're stocking up on ammo because they feel like it's going to come to the point where people, there's nothing left in the grocery store, they're going to be going house to house looking for it because they got to survive, and they're going to run into confrontation. And the people out there that are preparing for this kind of stuff, they understand it, and people have demonized them over the centuries because they did the same thing Grandma and Grandpa did, and that is they became preppers, and they stockpiled food and basically put away for more than just a rainy day. And now with all of this kind of news on the horizon, you got to wonder, where are we going with the total picture here? I mean, how soon? Do we have a timetable set up before we get into this Lake Mead event? What's going on with your timetable as far as what you think is happening and how long we really do have?
Here's the biggest variable of all. When those in power realize when they know they've reached the point that they can no longer hide the severity and immediacy of what's unfolding from populations, they will play very, very big cards. And that can happen overnight. It could happen tonight, tomorrow, in a month. But we're very, very close to that point. Doesn't mean you don't wake up overnight and the planet stops supporting life, although we are very close to that as well on the current trajectory. But those in power are perilously close to playing who knows how big a cards. And if they change the mix that they're already spraying on us, they're already highly toxic mix, if they alter that to something much more lethal, we're done. Game over, overnight. And they have that capability. I absolutely assure you they have that capability. So for those prepping, yes, keep your cupboard full of food. I certainly agree that that's a very wise thing to do. But also, help us in this battle. If we can't keep the ship from going down, we're done anyway. When that food runs out in your cupboard, if there's no other way to produce any more ever, done. Game over. Please help us to expose this biggest hole in the bottom of the boat, this greatest of all power structure weapons. And it is. Climate engineering is the crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex, which is weather warfare. It's not just climate engineering. It's biological warfare. It's the weapon with which they can bring populations to their knees, Dave, without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault.
Wow. And this is like the example of the video that you have that we're going to be putting out in the email blast, drilling under Lake Mead to drain the last drop. So there is something going on there.
There is, and how do they know 20 years in advance to even begin this project? The official final sum for was $1.5 billion to put a bathtub drain in Lake Mead. Extraordinary project, 600 feet down, specialized equipment to carry out this extremely precarious undertaking, and this again provides Vegas with the means to keep the doors open as long as possible. How does that serve the power structure? Because when you have a city of 2 million like Las Vegas that just folds up immediately, that's a big red flag for populations around the globe, and they're trying to, it would seem, again, mask that until the last possible moment. Now you have suggestions being made to do the same thing to Lake Powell. And again, nobody addressing the fact that why isn't it raining? And this is a huge part of the equation. Let me state this. The climate engineers control the spigot. They control where it rains, how much, and how toxic that rain is. And in regard to the rapidly warming planet, and it is, and again, this is not about Al Gore or anything else, climate engineering making that warming worse, not better. It has to rain more on a warming planet. Laws of physics make this very clear. 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. The projections were for a radically increase in rain in the western U.S. with the warming. And why isn't that happening? Because climate engineering is making sure it's not happening, and we can see it on satellite imagery, Dave. We're not guessing. We can see them cutting off the rain from the U.S. West.
Wow. And satellite imagery, meaning you're taking pictures or seeing pictures from space that are exposing what they're doing.
Absolutely encourage people to look at those images available at geoengineeringwatch.org. They can, and if they want to share this, and as far as people feel powerless because they can't wake others up around them to what's going on, and we try to supply them with the tools they need so they don't feel powerless. On the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, we offer incredibly high quality printed materials with all these types of images on them for less than our cost of producing and shipping. Our only goal is to get these materials into circulation as fast as possible, to reach a critical mass of awareness as fast as possible, so we can wake up our military brothers and sisters to what they're participating in as fast as possible. So we're asking for everybody to please do your part. You can share our links for free. That's always there. From your home computer, you don't have to go anywhere, but help us to sow these seeds of awareness, credible data from a credible source. Help us to reach a critical mass of awareness. If we can do that, we have a chance of stopping these programs from the inside out.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, I'm on there right now, and when I clicked on Geoengineering Watch, it says Clients and Projects Weather Modification, Inc. There's a share and save, and there's some videos there. It says Worldwide Success. Click to view site with client map. Now, this is not all of the material that's there.
Wait, you're at geoengineeringwatch.org?
Yes.
I'm not sure which. Okay, you're looking at our homepage. I wasn't, from the title you just read, I wasn't sure what part you were on.
Yeah, I'm looking at a condensed thing here. It says, but it doesn't actually show me the subpage. It says clients-projects-weather-mod.
God, I'm not sure what link you're looking at there, David.
You've got so many links in this thing. It's unbelievable.
I would encourage people, if they go to the homepage, we're working on a, right now, this morning, we're working on a condensed article access page that makes it more simple for people to find. We have so much data on our site. But if they just go to the home site, home page, they have categories at the top, engineering wildfires, engineering winter, engineered droughts, jet spraying. They have categories on the top toolbar, and you have our recent column and our top stories column. They can scroll down through those, ozone destruction. So, again, we're trying to have another link to make the data more simple and accessible. But if they just scroll down through the home page, they'll see a lot of data that's helpful to share. And again, starting with the dimming, that's the most complete package of what you can share that's inarguable data. The dimming documentary, everything's in there, and that even that single tool to send to environmental groups, elected officials, media people, help us to start these spot fires of awareness.
Well, the thing is I was actually looking at where it says 20-page fact and photo summary booklets, because I'm sure that you have these things, and that's where I hit that page that I was just talking about.
Okay, which was in that link. And that is, again, we send 20 of those out in a single package, and these are super high quality, 100-pound paper. It's less than our cost of producing and shipping, but we want people to have the tools they need to wake others up around them. A picture's worth a thousand words. It's much more effective than pointing at the sky and ranting.
Yeah, I get that. And see, that's the thing that people don't want to get. I mean, this is part of the problem with cognitive dissonance. We already have enough of it going on with the confusion and everything with the jab. You know, people not wanting to take the vaccine. A majority of our audience probably has not. And we certainly appreciate you being on here, because this all rolls right in with the same scheme of things. Dane Wigington, thank you so much. Geoengineeringwatch.org. You got to get there, do your homework and your research and your study, and start preparing. Wow. Boy, talk about survival of the fittest. This just spells it right out here. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us here. We will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.